to the polls in December after the Labor Party swung its support behind Boris Johnson's push for a general election. The UK Parliament has spent the past few hours debating the election-triggering bill and is expected to vote shortly. After months of resistance, Labor leader Jeremy Corbyn is now backing the snap poll after the EU said it would extend the Brexit deadline to January. December the 12th is shaping up as the most likely election date. The Minister for Indigenous Australians, Ken Wyatt, has announced the details of a process to develop an Indigenous voice to government. The model would provide a channel for involvement in local, state and federal decision-making. Prominent Indigenous leaders, Professor Tom Calmer and Professor Marsha Langton, will co-chair a senior advisory group which will help lead what will be a 12-month process. Two English tourists are this morning recovering in a North Queensland hospital after yesterday's shark attack in the Whitsundays. A 28-year-old had his right foot bitten off in the attack at Hook Passage. His 22-year-old friend suffered deep cuts to his leg. A crash involving four trucks is causing big delays on the M1 motorway on the New South Wales Central Coast this morning. A B-double burst into flames after crashing into three trucks parked in a roadwork zone at Halloran, north of Gosford. The truck driver and four road workers have been taken to hospital with minor injuries. All northbound lanes are closed.